And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 16th of May, 2016. It's the birthday of one of the first well-known female mathematicians born in Milan in 1718, Maria Gaetana Agnesi. Her father Pietro, a businessman, her mother, an aristocrat. The child was a brilliant little girl. By the age of 10, she spoke 5 languages. At the age of 9, she addressed a group of academics in Latin on the subject of women's rights and access to education. She wanted to enter a convent, but when her mother died, she had to take charge of the household and care for her many siblings. But she maintained her interest in math and philosophy. And in 1733, she published a collection of essays based on the talks that she had given to her father's circle of friends. And that same year, she began working on a math textbook, which grew into a larger work, and in which she wrote an equation for a specific bell-shaped curve that is still used today. The book Analytical Institutions, published 1748, highly regarded in academic circles for synthesizing complex mathematical ideas. It's the birthday of the writer, radio man, Louis Terkel, Studs Terkel, born in the Bronx in New York, 1912. Family moved to Chicago when he was just 10 years old. His books included Division Street America, Hard Times, Working. Studs Terkel died in 2008 at the age of 96. He said, "I've always felt in all my books that there's a deep decency in the American people and a native intelligence, providing they have the information." Here's a poem for today by Keacha Coopers entitled Prayer. Perhaps as a child you had the chicken pox and your mother, to soothe you in your fever or to help you fall asleep, came into your room and read to you from some favorite book, Charlotte's Web or Little House on the Prairie, a long story that she quietly took you through until your eyes became magnets for your shuddering lids and she saw your breathing go slow. And then she read on, this time silently and to herself, not because she didn't know the story. It seemed to her that there had never been a time when she didn't know this story, the young girl and her benevolence, the young girl in her sod house, but because she did not yet want to leave your side, though she knew there was nothing more she could do for you. And you, not asleep, but simply weak, listened to her turn the pages, still feeling the lamp warm against one cheek, knowing the shape of the rocking chair's shadow as it slid across your chest. So that now, these many years later, when you are clenched in the damp fist of a hospital bed or signing the papers that say you won't love him anymore, when you are bent at your son's gravesite or haunted by a war that makes you wake with the gun cocked in your hand, you would like to believe that such generosity comes from God, too, who now, when you have the strength to ask, might begin the story again, just as your mother would, from the place where you have both left off." A poem by Keacha Coopers, Prayer, from Beautiful in the Mouth, published by Boa Editions Limited and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.